On Christmas Day, Chinese authorities sentenced leading dissident Liu Xiaobo, co-author of the Reform Manifesto Charter 08, to 11 years in prison on the vague charge of inciting to subvert state power used regularly to jail dissidents. The Charter 08 Manifesto calls for an end to one-party rule. The harsh sentence surprised Western governments and human rights groups that followed Liu's case. The former university professor was detained for a year and was arrested a day before Charter 08 was released. Over 10,000 Chinese activists have signed the Reform Declaration in spite of a news blackout and internet censorship of the document. The Obama administration called for Liu's release, and other Western governments expressed shock at the harsh sentence. Liu's wife, Xia, told the Associated Press he hopes to be the last person punished for practicing free expression. He thinks the government is aware that this is illegal and wrong. Tang Biano, a Beijing human rights lawyer and signer of Charter 08, says Liu was singled out because of his past defense of pro-democracy activists 20 years ago in Tiananmen Square. Tang told the Christian Science Monitor, "The Chinese Communist Party is afraid of a union of intellectuals and common people, of the strengthening of civil society." The Obama administration sped up its campaign to close the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, in late December by releasing 20 prisoners to foreign countries. The administration is also planning to transfer some Guantanamo detainees to a high-security prison in Illinois. With 200 detainees still in Guantanamo, the White House is moving ahead on its stated goal of closing the prison by January 2010, 1 year after President Obama was sworn into office. Congressional Republicans have opposed efforts to close down the detention center, transfer detainees to U.S. prisons, or putting high-profile terrorism suspects on trial in civilian courts. According to the Christian Science Monitor, nearly half the remaining Guantanamo detainees are from Yemen, whose release may become more difficult in the wake of the attempted bombing of an airliner by Nigerian Umar Farul Abdulmutallab, who boasted of contacts with Al-Qaeda operatives in Yemen. Over the past year, the Obama administration has funded a secret war in Yemen to fight Islamic militants. Hawks, like Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, have called Yemen the next front in the war on terrorism. A year ago, Florida-based Gainesville Regional Utility ran a small renewable energy program that provided incentives for small-scale solar power. But interest was low, as the program only generated 300 kilowatts of green energy. Then, the Florida utility observed how a renewable energy program was run in Germany, which allows consumers to sell electricity back to the utility at a competitive price. Through the program, known as the National Feed-in Tariff, Germany has boosted its green power production from 1% in 1995 to 14% in 2007. In March, the Gainesville utility established its own feed-in tariff program, which was a big hit. According to The Nation magazine, the utility pays twice the going rate for each kilowatt of solar power it buys. The first-year quota of 4 megawatts of power was sold out in 2 weeks, and the program now has a waiting list until 2016, drawing interest from commercial investors. States and municipalities from Vermont to California have created feed-in tariff programs to boost green energy production. In the early 1990s, a 2-kilowatt solar panel could produce 40% of a household's energy needs. Today, a similar system produces 65% of a household's energy requirements. A critical roadblock to expanding the production of green energy is the lack of a solid commitment from the federal government. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Chris Ferriero.